Random House Audio presents Command and Control, Nuclear Weapons, The Damascus Accident, and The Illusion of Safety by Eric Schlosser. Read for you by Scott Brick. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Leonard Cohen. For My Father. Part 1. The Titan. Not good. On September 18, 1980, at about 6:30 in the evening, Senior Airman David F. Powell and Airman Jeffrey L. Plum walked into the silo at Launch Complex 3747, a few miles north of Damascus, Arkansas. They were planning to do a routine maintenance procedure on a Titan II missile. They'd spent countless hours underground at complexes like this one, but no matter how many times they entered the silo, the Titan II always looked impressive. It was the largest intercontinental ballistic missile ever built by the United States, 10 feet in diameter and 103 feet tall, roughly the height of a 9-story building. It had an aluminum skin with a matte finish and U.S. Air Force painted in big letters down the side. The nose cone on top of the Titan II was deep black, and inside it sat a W-53 thermonuclear warhead, the most powerful weapon ever carried by an American missile. The warhead had a yield of 9 megatons, about 3 times the explosive force of all the bombs dropped during the Second World War, including both atomic bombs.